IVM.
Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast. I'm Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today with us in the hot seat, we have Harika. Harika says something interesting. She says, how to deal with inconsistencies in my preparation for the UPSC exam. All right. Now, a number of us are going through big examinations right now. We are students and we need to learn how to ace these exams. So here are 3 to 4 habits that I want to give you. The first habit is goal setting. You need to know what your final output is going to be. That means what is the stuff that you want to learn? And then you need to learn how to break it up into smaller chunks for the studying. All right, and I've done lots of podcasts on how to break it down into these smaller chunks, especially for students. However, today I want to talk about 3 important aspects. You realize that when we are studying, there are multiple roles that we're playing. The first role of knowledge gathering, that means we're doing our research. The second is we're playing the role of making our notes. And finally, we're doing the role of putting all the stuff that we've learned into memory. Right? So these are 3 big, broad categories of things that we do as students. What is important to understand is that during different times of the day, you will have different faculties that are more heightened. So for example, for me, I find my creativity the highest during the mornings. I find that I learn the best at night. And I find that the afternoon time is perfect for all the mundane work. Now think about it as a student. I would say do all your creating of your notes during the morning. That means you've taken all your research out and you're formulating them in the best possible way for you to help remember. That you do in the morning. Then during the afternoon, when, for example, your energy might be slightly low, is when you do your research work. That means going through the websites, learning new things, learning new answers, making all those things in place, putting all of that in place, research work. Do in the afternoon when your energy is low. And then when you have some peace of mind at night, that is the time when you can put everything back into your memory. Also, when you're practicing at night, the chances are of you remembering them the next morning are much higher because now you're allowing your brain to sleep on all the information and the data that has picked up. Now, the critical thing is that no matter how much you plan your research work, your note-taking, all of that, it will make no difference if you don't actually put in the work. Now, I know so many people who write into me saying, Ashton, I don't know what to do. I only have 3 days for my exam. How will it ever happen? And I was like, boss, it's not going to happen. Just remember what you learned from this so that you will need it in all future exams so you don't make the same mistakes. What has basically happened is that they sat down to study but got distracted. Or they said, there's enough time. There's procrastination taking place. It is future Ashton's problem. I don't have to worry about it now. But the truth is that when you're in this situation, you have to put in the work. You have to put in that effort, that energy, that time into what it is that you need in order to study or become a better student. Many of us don't do that. The worst thing that you can do is sit to study with this next to you, your mobile phone. Your mobile phone is a constant distraction. It's like one of those annoying friends in school that is constantly asking for your attention. You know, ooh, look at me, talk to me, here, send me a joke. That's what the mobile phone is for. That's what it does to you. Why would you want to study with that annoying friend? Wouldn't you much rather study with that person who is that studious one, that is very serious, that actually gets the marks? And that's what you need in your life, but not the class jester. Right? The guy who's making the jokes. You don't need the phone with you. Put it away. And this is the last habit. Allow yourself time to sleep, time to go for walks. These 2 things I've found are very, very beneficial for students. We often don't put enough emphasis on sleep, but sleep is when our memory is being created and our body is recovering from all the stress that you put it through the day before. So sleep is absolutely essential, especially for students. And the final thing that I want you to do is I want you to go for walks. Because when you go for a walk without your phone, without listening to music, without listening to an audiobook, what you're doing is you are prepping your mind to study more or to learn more when you come back. A long walk is actually a relaxing thing to do instead of a stressful thing to do. You can in fact go for a walk with a friend or a study buddy of yours, and that will make it much easier. All right, now I hope these helped you out. These are fantastic habits that I've seen help a number of students out, and I know it's going to make a difference in your life as well. Now, if you want to be featured on the next Hot Seat episode, check out the link below and send me a nice juicy question of something that you're going through, and I'm going to answer it right here. Now, if you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are IVM Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am at ashdindoc on Twitter and Instagram. You can also go to my website, awesome180.com. Now, I have just published my first book. It is called Change Your Habits, Change Your Life. Please do check it out on Amazon and wherever else you get your books.